Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We're holding in Sif Yud Gimel. We're holding on Mishabura on Sif Yud Gimel. That's Sif Lamed Ches. So we spoke about that nowadays. Chazal were able to mimekel on certain tekanas of or certain mitzvahs of that, how Tarshu Miksav and Tarshu Peh have to be written. But we saw in Sefer Gimel that when it comes to Megillas Esther, however, it might be a different halacha. So there's no Neshem Hashem in the Megillah. Mishav Rosh Hashanah L'Mekhah. So Hove Ein Boi Askaros. M'nei Shanit Noli Klitor B'dosei Par Asim Odai. Fichu L'Kosov B'Yi Askaros. So he says over here, I'm not sure why exactly he feels the need to explain this, but the Mordechai explains that the reason why there's no Shem Hashem in the whole Megillah is because it was written to be able to be chronicled in the chronicles of the Paras and Madai. Therefore, they did not put a Shem Hashem in there to have it be mistreated by the Parsiim and the Madiim. So if it's not written properly, which means Ashur is Allah Oru B'duyai, so then there's no Kedusha L'Atzilim in the Adalekah. Kimishpoto, so it's not written properly. So it comes along, the Mishabur, Sakat Lamates. We're going to run Masik, the Chozeh, who Rak is Manat Talmud. This halacha was only true in the time of the Gemara. The Oz Hayo Osir L'Atzila, Adam Ken Ksuba Kilchosa, Kimishlo Nitun Litub Lumad, but you can't learn it unless it was written properly. Mizmana Gemara. So there's no reason to save it because you can't do anything with it. Nowadays, you can write it on paper. You can write in any language. It's no different than any other Kisvei Kodesh, which we said in the Sif Yud Beis, that you can save them. But there still is, if you wrote it in Hebrew, you used other types of ignatio. There still is a practical difference nowadays. That what? All the Kisvei Kodesh, we were makel that you could write Tarshu Baal Peh. We were makel that you could write it in other languages. We were makel that you can write it, when you write in other languages, you can use other colors, other types of ink. We make you don't need klaf. But if you're writing it in Lashon HaKodesh, and you have a choice between Sama, Sikra, and the Yo, over there, Dan Kerem, you're not supposed to read it. Mishun Nukala, Yochaliktus, the Yo, can we have a Sama, Sikra? There's no difference between the two of them. Well, the Shach was that Mishum Eslasas Lashem. So the Kulav Eslasas was the Chazal saw that people couldn't afford to pay for the sword, they were too expensive. But if you're writing Lashon HaKodesh or A, there's three Eis Lasses. One, people are going to forget the Torah Shavu'ot Peh, write it down. B, Torah Shavu'ot Miksav, people didn't know Lashon HaKodesh, write it in English. C, even in Lashon HaKodesh, where we're makel that you didn't need klaf. You didn't need all of the law, you didn't need Ksav Ashuris. But why not the O? Why? When that was really, it wasn't because people weren't familiar, it was too expensive. But the O cost the same thing as Sama Sikras. Instead of using this ink, that ink, so what was your excuse not to do that? There's no heter over there, Eslasus Hashem. So by other Svorim, which you don't have a kula to learn from them, because they're not written properly, still Allah, you save them. Why do you save them? In the house Gar Shabem, because Hashem's name is there. So Megillah, where Hashem's name is not there. Therefore, in Ksava, Bisama, Basikra, if you wrote it with these other types of ink, in Karenbod, you cannot learn it. And you cannot save it from the Zalekah. This all applies to the books of Tanakh. That if it's not in the Yo, you can't learn from it. And by Megillah, that'll end up being you can't save it either. Abashar Swarm Shita, the Nitobim of Sama Sikra, other works of Torah which we're now allowed to write them, you're allowed to write them in any ink. Bain Hekosh and Ksubim Lashon Kodesh, Bain Ksubim Scholosh, whatever language are written in, because there's no Allah of Ksiva on them. Over here there was Allah of Ksiva, and Allah of Ksiva required the Yo. And you have no excuse not to use the Yo. Okay. Very good. Yud Dalet. Hakimeyin. So they would write an amulet. Sheyesh ben psukim, which had psukim in it. Eimetzilin or son of Nehadaleka. Veyeshavim shematzilin. You do not save them. Some say you do save them. What's this about? Mishaburasiv cotton mem. Hakimeyin. Tam Deir Rishonim. The first opinion which says you do not save them. The Bekimeyim Ein Shaykh Bahem Tam the Eis Lassus Lashem. What's the head to Eis Lassus Lashem? Because we allowed you to take the Torah and write it not halachically proper because that was make it more available for people to learn. Well, you don't learn in Kimeyas, you don't read amulets. The Ein Bezeb Torah Lilmoid, or Lee Spalo. Okay, also Lichtavism, you're not allowed to write them. Okay, so that's, if you're not allowed to write them, you're not allowed to save them. That was the rule we saw. So what's the second opinion? But once Chazal gave a heter to write down the nusach of tefillahs that we use, and the reason for that is is because that was Eis Lasus, the people would not be able to remember all of the tefillahs. So that all went in the heter of writing down Torah. So they were matter to write Kameyim at the same time also. Because Kameyim were not something you'd use the daven from, but they were given a parallel concept to the concept that they're acting like a tefillah. Okay. Mem Aleph, Ein Metzilin. Now, Mari B'chol B'Shem B'Sakon, we're talking about a case of a person who's illness that he has is not life threatening. We're talking about a kameya which is effective. Let him wear it. He's allowed to wear it because it's part of his clothing. Because that's what's protecting his life. This kameya is effective. So this becomes part of his, like it's like wearing a the same way a person can wear a necklace. A woman can wear a necklace, so because that's an adornment for the chayla. This is part of his clothing, part of his adornments. So, male, you can save it. Rishon Shematzilim, Malacha Kedaya, Rishona. We pass it. The first opinion: we do not save them. Kamalkam Ksheish B'Maskaris Yesh Lamed the Matzilim. But if Hashem's name is in there, you would save them. The more he gives a strong lashon against writing Kameyim, because of this problem that eventually, if fire breaks out, they'll be destroyed. So it was not proper to write them for that reason.
If the fire breaks out, they'll be destroyed?
You can't save them.
Oh, since you can't save them.
Perhaps you shouldn't.
I guess if fires were common enough that was a deal.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. Sif Tesvov. Metzilin tikka sefer ima sefer. You ought to take the container which holds the sefer together with the sefer. Metzilka tefillin ima tefillin and the tefillin container, the tefillin bag together with the tefillin. But alva b'sheyesh b'sechon mos. Even if there's other items in there which are muksa, you're allowed to save them together with the tefillin. The wood and the shark kisvei kodesh. The same thing will be true beyond any other kisvei kodesh. Now. So the Mishabura comes along in Sifkat Mem Gimel and says, one second, we said before in Sif Beis that there's a special heter to save money. So what exactly is the Kiddush over here that you're allowed to save the money together with? What's, like, what you're gaining by being able to save the money together with the tick? You're allowed to save the money by itself.
Where did we learn it?
Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, yeah. I feel the day of Rishon of the Basif Bay is the matter the Hatzomos the Chud bin the Lake. You're allowed to save money by itself from a fire. So Gam Kain Nicha Hachi. Over here, it still makes sense. The Kamash Malon the Mutal Hatzal Hamos Agav a Sefer. I feel the Chotashen and Morevis because the Sefer we're going to permit to take even to another Chotzer, even though there's no air between the two Chotzeris. Before, we were permitted to carry food or clothing, was only to Chatzah HaMarevis. This was the Chatzah where there is an Erev. And money also went to that Chatzah, which is Marevis. But together with the Sefer, you can now take it to Chatzah Shein HaMarevis. We make the person shake out the money. Why? The hachi v'hachi enough with the lake. I'll say for Gufa. We're afraid that while he's busy trying to get all the money out, or he'll end up the sefer might catch fire. So we were makel that he could keep the money inside. Okay. Tezayin. So that's talking about if the money's in there already. Tezayin. Imeniach tefillin ba'arniki. If you now you took tefillin and put the tefillin the other round, you had tefillin to save, and you had a big purse. See, it's a great idea. Let's take the tefillin and stick the tefillin into the purse. Arniki is a pair of keys, it's a purse. Mole mos. You can now carry the tefillin out in that container with the money. Because of a fire, or if the situation is that there's listim coming, there's burglars, etc., or bandits. You can take the money wherever the tefillin go, the money can go also. But that halacha is if the tefillin was already there in, you know, he's afraid of Shabbos is going to come, so he's before Shabbos he's chatan, he put the tefillin in this container. So then on Shabbos he grabs the container and runs. But on Shabbos, the goal over here, remember, is to say the heter was because we want you to make sure that these items are safe. So going to grab it, the first thing to do is grab it, run out. No, I'm going to grab, go find the money thing, stick it in the money thing and run out. That's the opposite of what we want to accomplish. So that's what the Yesh Arbim says, that's not what to do. Okay. Mem Dalet. The Mokim, you can take it wherever the tefillin go, they can go. Which means on a filo chatzah and a merevis. Again, so tefillin have a heter, even to a chatzah without an eruv. V'yesh Mishayim or the Haino said, "Say no. It's only if you put it there before Shabbos." V'nei atazim agen ram kos v'daleka b'zeh plukta. Nobody argues on this. There's no argument. Let's explain what this. Why the kuliyam of osu l'charchila l'aniach tefillin eitz olamos b'shas adaleka k'nei l'hatz olamos. You can't go when the fire breaks out. Get grab the tefillin, run over to the money, and put it with the money. That everybody agrees. You can't do that. Alminiyah b'Shabbos tefillin eitz lamos. Like if you did put it there before, even before the fire broke out, even though it was on Shabbos, it wasn't erev Shabbos. She did a shalat zila the kuliyam of ein tzarich l'naramos. In other words, once it's there already, why did he do it? He did it. You know, he had this premonition, strange feeling that tonight the bandit's going to be coming. So right after the meal, he stuck it together. Now, in the middle of the night, the bandit's coming, and he wakes up, his bandits are here, he grabs the tefillin with the money. I didn't put it there before Shabbos. The main thing is he didn't put it there at the time of the danger. That's the main thing. He only put it there before the time of danger. That's mut. That's how the Taz and Magad Ram learn. No. The main thing is like the Shulchan Aruch's understanding. The Groh learns that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you're allowed to go at that moment, grab tefillin and stick them into this container and go. And the second sheet says, no, you can't do that. But the first sheet holds you could. And that's the correct understanding of the first sheet that the Groh says. Okay. What you gain by putting the money there, putting it with the money beforehand, is that you can take it even to Chatzah Shem Merevis. But you don't need necessarily tefillin to do that, to move it to within somewhere else, a chatzim or revis. I don't know why she calls it Rishos HaYochid, but why we changed the lashon. It means a chatzim doesn't need an eruv. So I don't need necessarily tefillin to do that. I can save that with a loaf of bread, according to this opinion in Sefer Yitzchak. So the bottom line, what he's saying in Tezayin is that the tefillin you can say the chutz shenim revis. The tefillin's with the money you can take it. That's in sif tez. You can take tezayin. You can take the chutz shenim revis. The go according to Shulchan Aruch, you can, one opinion holds you can go on Shabbos and put it together with the money and take it to chutz shenim revis. One opinion says no. And according to the Taz, the Magen Avraham, that every holds that you can't do because now you're supposed to run out and go. And it's not really argument. So one is talking about if you put it there b'shas amayis it's osir. That's the second opinion. And one is saying beforehand is mutter, which is the first opinion. Okay. Yud Zayin. Yesh matirim lahatzol diskiyah malei amos. So now we finish with putting the tefillin with the money. We really haven't finished with svarim yet, but once we talked about saving money, so we're going to talk about a sif, talking about saving money, in the next sif. Yesh matirim lahatzol diska is like a container, saddlebag, whatever. Malei amos, full of money. You can save it, ayyadei kikar or tinnik. Put it together with a child or with a loaf of bread, and you carry it together with the bread or with the child. I mean, in the lake, you save it from the fire. I mean, a ganovim, a gazonim, because of the burglars and bandits. But over here, with the afkal rishus hayochid, you're allowed to only go to another within the rishus hayochid. Avoloi lechatzur shenim revis. You can't go to a different chatzur which does not have an eruv with this chatzur. But Matzilin has sorum. I feel the chutz shenim rebbes. Sorum can be taken even to chutz shenim rebbes. When the mavi pirish mokum shenichnosim imen al chazeres shalonish tatu boy vachiyu boy sholish mechitzas v'lechi. That's when we learn chelik dalad. We'll become very familiar with the phrase chutzur and mavi. The way their cities were set up, there was a picture of a walled city. Basically, there was a main plaza in the middle of the city, and from the main plaza there was main thoroughfares, which were Rishus Rabim, which went off in different directions. Let's say, for argument's sake, let's make it easy. There was two main highways, which came off the main plaza. One went north-south, one went east-west. And those would go to the gates of the city, and beyond. So the plazas were Rishus Rabim, and those main thoroughfares were Rishus Rabim. Off of the main thoroughfares, there were streets called Mavuos, which we translate, smaller streets, alleyways, which led to Chetzeres, and there could be many different. You could be five, six different Chetzeres off of one Mavui, and in each Chetzer there could be five, six, X amount of houses. For a person to carry within the chotzer, if there's more than one house in the chotzer, so he has to make an eruv with other members of the chotzer. For a person to carry outside of that chotzer to the other chotzeres and to the mavi, they have to do what's called shitufei mavuos, which is basically the same concept as eruv chotzeres, that they combine together as one big unit. But the process was done, and you can actually do eruv chotzeres and shitufei mavuos simultaneously in some cases, but. A mavi would need a heter of shituf mavuos. They become shutim. They become partners in the property of the mavi to allow you to carry in the mavi. So we're saying that sorum you can save to chotzer shenim revis, to another chotzer where a chotzer which doesn't have an eruvei chatzeres between its members, and even into the mavi which does not have a shituf between the members of the mavi. But the heter for the mavi is only if the mavi has at least. In other words, that addresses the commonality aspect of ownership. There's a second issue, which means that it has to have walls. So, for a mavi to be mutter to carry in, you would need, just like we want to carry in the city, we put our walls around, we put a source of pesach, which functions as what we call the eruv, which is really a misnomer a little bit. That's really, that's called the mechitza, that's called the walls around it. And then everybody joins together as one big unit. That's called the Ruvei Chatzeres. We become Misarev. We become a Taruvah, a mixture together. So the same thing with the Mavi. You would need that there should be walls around it. How many walls do you need to be allowed to carry in a Mavi? So the average Mavi had either more, either had two walls or three walls. If it was a Mavi which was mafulish, means it went all the way through to the next section, so it would be open at both ends. And if it was a Mavi which ended in these chatzeris, it would end up basically, it would be closed on three sides. It would end up in the chatzer, so it was closed off on that end, and the two walls, and then it would be opened out to Rosh Hashanah. So that's called Shalosh Mechitzes. Even Shalosh Mechitzes is not enough to carry in it. You need to put what's known as a lechi. You don't need to put a full teres of Pesach. You need to put at the end of the edge of the mubi where it meets the Shazarab, and they would put a piece of wood there, standing up and down, and that would act as the way to close off the end of the mubi. So that's called, you have a mubi which has three mechitzes and a lechi. So even though Chazal were matter carrying to Chatzos Sheni Merevis, but regards to the halacha of requiring walls, that we do not matter. You have to have walls. You have to have your valid walls.
So what's the? Have we touched the Mechabes are saying that it's only to, you can take this diskia through a with hezmalus in it. Only to Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Rosh Hashanah Yachid, sorry, not to a Chatzos Sheni Merevis. And then.
End of thought. Well, it's now going to contrast and say, but Sorum you can take even to Chatzos Sheni Merevis.
Okay, and then he says, Ulamavoy.
That's all going back on Sorum.
Okay, so that's permissible.
So svarim are permitted to go to even without a shita, without an eruv, and not diskia. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yachid basically means a chata, which would be translated in our terms a chata hamurevis, that they've all the members of the chata have joined together as one. They become like Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
So the what's in the parentheses there
is part of the Shulchan Aruch.
It's really part of the Shulchan Aruch. It belongs there.
Right. If you look at the Bar Gadol, he says that was a Hagoah. Mm-hmm. It was a correction over here in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I should have pointed that out. Kevim Zayin, Yesh Matirim. Hainu with Mishiyahu Litzin, Afilu Chatkilu B'Shabbos Latzi Yadim. You could take the loaf of bread, put it on top of the diskia, and then carry the diskia with the bread together outside. So even if the money is more valuable than the item you're putting there, I mean, the child obviously, hopefully, is more valuable than the money, but the loaf of bread is not as valuable as the money. It's mutter. Because we say it's what he's, we look at it, what he's doing is he's carrying the loaf, and the money is coming along for the ride. Well, Rinan Bezedia bought the Gabi Mos. We don't look at the bread as becoming secondary to the money, but the other way around. I can't take so much of the muksa. Put a dvar heter on top of it and carry it. The only place you find such a heter, when we had to move the mace, we were matter kikar atinik. So, what exactly is this heter over here? It says, but Hachem Shem Seda Hadleika Ekele B'Chozes. So this is a special heter because of the a fire. Vayin Tzev Beis the Yesh Matir Mafila B'Loy Kikur Kolam. We saw Tzev Beis. Some say you ought to carry money without doing this. Shalom Mechitzes V'Lechi Abaloy Lechi Haveli Karmelis L'Hutzar Filim Shil Sorm. Chazal were Mekel. They were not Mekel that you're allowed to carry on a Karmelis, which is the Rishus Derabonan. To save Sorum. So this, once it doesn't have the proper mechitzas, it's just like a Carmelis, which Chazal were not mat. Yod Ches. Kosub Mishem Ga'ayn. Shemot Alor Melen Yehudi Lahatzel Sorum in the lake Afil B'derach Shasarabi. You can ask the Goy to save, even if you ask him to do Malacha Deraisa of carrying through the Shasarabi. Memtes Shemot Alomer the Shus Tamir Len Yehudi Shori Mitzvah Kizvah Kaddish. So Normally you need a shus to shus. Over here we're just having one shus, it's one derabbanan. What's the derabbanan? The derabbanan is that he's telling the guy to do malacha deraisa. But we're going to be matter that is telling the guy to do malacha deraisa to save the kisa kaddish on the bizayin. This had to apply not only to Kisvei Kodesh of Tanakh, but any sefer, any valid sefer. Okay. Yutes. Koma shemutu lahatzel b'nei adaleka. Mutu lahatzel. It's not only fire, it's any danger, anything which would cause damage to the item. So if there's a flood coming, you'll have to save this order from the flood with these limitations. Chaf. Hagul yonim shilamala v'shilamata v'shibayin parasha l'parasha v'shibayin daf l'daf v'shibatchilas ha-sefer v'shibatchilas ha-sefer v'shibatchilas ha-sefer. If the sefer has been removed and all you have just left is the parchment around at the top of the page, the bottom of the page, between each section, between each column, beginning the sefer, end of the sefer, and that's all you have. That there's no lacha batzola on those items. Mishtabura sivkatan nun.
Helga yoinim. So what's the what are he's going to explain exactly what's going on here? Everything's going together.
Yeah. So, what's the case? Hagiyonim shenechtu min haSefer. What happened was that part of this was cut off from the Sefer. Now it's standing by itself. Scenario number one. Oh. Scenario number two. Shenimcha kaSefer v'lonishtar by peheosius. The case where the Sefer has been totally become erased to the point that it's not even 85 letters, which means it doesn't have kedusha Sefer anymore. The shuvozale kedushte shall call klaf. Shatachtav, the klaf, which is under the ksav, loses its kedusha. V'gam shalak guyanim shal siva, and the guyanim which are around it also. So therefore there's no halacha for saving guyanim as guyanim. Now, because of maram b'tshuva, shayu takana b'cherim shalak katz is guyan sefer filak ne litavlov. I mean, they would cannibalize sometimes, you know, improperly, an old sefer to use the guyanis to write up. So that's not proper. Umasas bin Yaman Simakuf Herak al Guyanim shall swordum, they would take the Guyanim of the swordum. Shakoshrin has swordum, the people of the binders, Khitkunoison, they would cut it off, Umashlichim throw it away. And he said that's okay. Why? Vatam. Kimin Shinogo Kach, this is referring to binding swordum, publishing swordum, not the Sefer Torah. It's really good problem. When they get Sefer Torah, also you're sewing together their mudim. Kiman shenogu kach havelu kiilu histo aleim mitchila. Since that became the standard way of doing it, as if a person made a condition lechatchila when he put a kedusha on the klaf, that he's only being giving a kedusha on the klaf as much as going to remain with the sefer. Whatever is going to be beyond that is going to be cut off. He didn't ever put a kedusha on it to start with. Ein Sef Kuf Nandalad, Sif Ches. Where there he said that, doing it, using it for other purposes is considered lowering its Kedusha. Okay, and Eim Tzilin HaSan. Well, once that's true, that there's this Tanai of Kedusha, so there's no Lachav HaTzolim. A person is cutting off pieces from the sefer. Bechadoshim is motor. New swordim which have not been used yet, which means never been learned with, learned in. So the full kedusha only comes when they're actually used. So those are still motor to cut. But you shot them once they've been used already. Once you can't cut them off. Even if it's extending way beyond the amount that's necessary. But Tam de Chadashim, Kisnut Mitchiladomi, Vasman Alav, Gamkin Lav Milsihi. We have a rule, designate something for its purpose, it doesn't make it give its Kedusha. And we have the story to say that, like you made it tonight, Abba Shakwar Lomda Mehem, Once it's used as a safer, it gets Kedusha safer. So that's it. It has Kedusha safer. You can't cut it off. Okay. Let's just assume that we'll do this through the Chafal and we'll hold it. The Abikursim, which is translated over here to mean people which are involved in Avodah Zarah. People to murmur the Vodazor. Shekosulam Kisvikadish, they wrote Tanakh. Ematilim Asam, you do not save them. Vaf Pachurl Serfin, Imas Kershaban, you burn them with the names of Hashem which are in there. Because we say they had Kavon of the Shem of Vodazor. Then Al Shekosul, if you look Sabashur is Allah, but the Yo, even though it was written with all of the Lochas of a Sefer Torah, you burn it.
Whom do you think he had in mind specifically?
Well, this is a Gemara, really. It's not like it's
Yes, but the question I'm asking is because doesn't Tosfos say, in Avodah Zarah, that as far as Avodah Zarah per se, that like Christians today are not.
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Chulin, but the Gemara says that the Umas Zarah are not. But there's in Klaisel there are people which are yes, other than Avodah Zarah. They did it the therefore you burn it. They make these coins with their Avodah Zarah kavanas. Don't they're nice, beautiful things. Don't put them on the Sefer Torah. We got me in the Hatzkos and Rishusim. Do not keep them. You melt them down. You destroy that which is there. Rav, Moreno Rav, Yehuda Miller, I'm not sure who that is. Maybe not allowed to melt them down. So I think he means Altinim Malchusa. I'm not sure what he means, what the problem was. Maybe they're not about Azornix. Apparently, at one point in time, they made a coin with the Yud K Vov K on the coin, and the Chavos Yor said, "You're allowed to melt it down." They were made not the shame kedusha's shame, but to be used as coins. They would give money. People would give donations that a chayla should get better. They would take the money, put it over in kurdish. It's improper. I shom because it's being murdered. The kedusha's oran. For it's not made for money. People should not do that. Therefore, you can't put a safer inside the Oren Kodesh either. You can't put anything inside the Oren Kodesh.
Why did you include that comment here?
You know what? I don't know.